I'm sort of at a bus stop at the top of Burley Road, waiting to catch a bus into Leeds city centre with Adam Malcolm, a wheelchair user for 3 years now. There's not many people waiting for this particular bus, but in front of us, there is a dad with a pushchair with a child inside it. I asked Adam if this can often be a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I tend to sort of let them get on first, and or I get to a different bus stop if there's one nearby. And I try to plan ahead and go to a different bus stop where there might not be a buggy, like a few stops down.
So it's always that constant thing of thinking ahead, and I guess it puts you back in terms of time of the day because you're then having to wait for the next bus.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, as you can hear, we're now on the bus and it's relatively empty at the moment, meaning Adam's able to use the wheelchair space on this trip. But he has told me that this isn't normally the case.
Well, most of the time the wheelchair space is taken up by somebody else who doesn't particularly need that space for what it's designed for, like a buggy user or luggage.
Well, 7 Supreme Court justices will be handing down their decision in just a few hours' time.